Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. Houston Astro fans, where you at? B.A., what are we going to do with them Astros, man?
Send them all to jail.
Lock them up. Then Trump will just pardon them.
Yeah, man, that don't make no sense. All the stuff they did.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So
every day is something bigger something and better.
When they actually handed out the punishments, you know, I thought about them. I was like, you know, man.
That was harsh.
The only thing I didn't like about the punishment was the $5 million fine. That's what I didn't like about the punishment. That's it. At first.
But that's a slap on the wrist now, ain't it?
Well, it was a slap on the wrist then. And the reason I didn't like the $5 million
fine. No, that's what I'm saying. It's a slap on the wrist now that we look back and see all the other stuff,
but on top of that, right there, I don't think people realize that the reason the maximum fine is $5 million is because they negotiated that back in like 1978.
So it need to be more like 20 this time.
Need to be up there.
For the day's age.
Yeah.
Cost of living.
But here's the thing, though. A billionaire. And I had this conversation with somebody at work.
That kills me with that.
A billionaire.
$5 million.
$5 million. Do you know, and people say, oh, that's $5 million, though. No, it's not.
Not to him.
No. So if I had a $100 bill right here in front of you today, and you fined me $5.
No, that's about the value of it. A homeless man with a $100 bill in his face. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what a $5 million fine is to
a billionaire.
To a billionaire.
And I mean, that's, I don't think people realize it. It's like, if I had $100 million, $100 million, $5 million is only a nickel. It's only 5% of what I got.
Right.
The man's a billionaire.
So it's not.
At the minimum, he's a multiple billionaire. He's got many of billions. But just 1 billion means he's got 10 cents of $100 million.
Yeah, he lose and gain $1 million, $5 million every minute.
Every minute. Of the day.
Of the day. I mean, you get
depending on what the stock market's doing, up and down.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so $5 million nothing to the guy. Nothing. So I thought about that. And someone said to me, they were like, hey, man, I don't care who they are, rich or not, they just don't like losing their money, period. And I can understand that. But at the end of the day, that's like me going to buy a car tag.
No, that's not like that. That's like me and you. We run, go to the dollar store, and we lose a $5 bill.
Right.
You don't want to lose that $5 bill.
But it ain't going to kill you.
It ain't going to kill you.
Yes.
That's what that is.
It ain't going to make you lose no sleep.
It's not going to make me lose no sleep.
If I get home and I see I've lost, I ain't going to drive back to the store looking for it.
I ain't going to drive back to the store looking for it.
Now, 20,
I'm going back to look for it.
There you go.
And that's what it is.
That's it, man.
You pull out your wallet and the $5 bill drop out. And you like,
you just charge that to the game.
I know I lost it.
Yep.
It's got to be at Pickleweed, but I ain't going back to get it.
Charge to the game.
Charge to the game.
Yep. 20? We finna go ask about that.
I'm finna go find out and see who all been there.
Run the camera back.
I'm finna run the camera back, pull a stake out on them. Everything.
And get mad when anybody that look like they ain't supposed to have no money with some money in there.
Right.
Yeah. That's how that does, man. But yeah, it's just the fine got me. But now, the immunity offered to the players.
But that's the only way they was going to get the story.
Me and you talked about this on the last podcast.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, you know, I didn't really grasp it. I went back and listened.
It's an investigation.
Yeah, that. Man. And I actually believe it. Old disgraced Curt Schilling, man. I listened to him talk about the situation. And what he said makes sense. If I go rob, I'm a police officer. And I get a call from somebody robbed a bank. Mm-hmm. Two individuals.
Right.
I see a car, the blue smoke coming out the windows. They got the dye packs and the money.
Uh-huh.
The blue smoke coming out the windows. It's two individuals in the car, man and woman, just like they said in the bank. Mm-hmm. They got the same clothes on. They all sweaty. The guns in the car. The money's in the car. That's them. I got it. Right. Two individuals, right?
Right.
So, why am I going to tell both of them, hey, to get y'all to cooperate so I can understand how y'all really robbed the bank, I offer you immunity. Would I do that? I got them dead to rights.
You got them dead to rights.
But
the thing is, this thing. Did they have them dead to rights? That's the question we'll never know. Because there's no possible way they had them dead to rights.
To even offer them immunity.
To even offer them that. It's they almost did like they that get, to get the story.
To get the story to have something to bring back to the people, to feed the people, because it's almost they didn't like have them. If y'all got caught cheating or somebody said y'all cheating and we didn't have you, it makes it look worse.
They did not have them cheating. There's no possible way they had them cheating. If you told all the players, we're going to let y'all off scot-free, just tell us what happened.
Because now we got them like looking, now people saying it, and then you look at the trash cans and you pay attention, it all makes sense. The cheating's going on.
Right.
But they did it so smooth back then that, you know, nobody paid attention to it, really.
Right.
But they said there's a lot of teams that were complaining about the Astros, and they were telling people about, hey, see,
and that's the
triple down, double down on your signs because they still assigned. Yeah, they got that's something the going
thing.
On.
And I was like, that's and the part I've we never don't. Heard it.
That's the part we don't. Yeah, we don't.
I never heard that the Houston Astros for 1 second was stealing time.
The public didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But the baseball.
Baseball knew.
Yeah.
So. And so it's to a point where, you know, you go somewhere and be like, oh, they're getting our signs. We play ball.
Yeah, and the thing is, when it comes to stealing signs, you can steal signs. That's part of the game.
If you,
but not with all the smoke and mirrors.
Man, the art of stealing signs is, I'm going to catch on to your tendencies. I see what y'all do. I see who looks at who relays something, who gives a hand signal, who says something. We pick up on that and you try to decipher that code. That's called code breaking, sign stealing, yada, yada, yada.
You got to take out the props. Yes. No props involved. You can steal signs.
When you go putting the props in there, let me record this.
That's when it's violating.
And I don't mind recording. The recording is when you go back and look at it, be like, oh, this is the sign they gave me. I can get the signs. That's another thing. You can look at that. But in real time, live action, if you got a camera in center field looking at what the man's putting down.
That's too much.
Man, come on, man.
That's not cheating no more. That's, you basically.
Got getting on second base and getting your sign.
You cheating the game then.
Yeah, you cheating the game.
That's no different than taking steroids.
I think it's worse.
I think it's worse, too.
I think it's worse than steroids, man.
Because it's take from the integrity of it.
Steroids made the baseball go further when you hit it. It didn't help you hit the baseball.
Nah, yeah, it didn't help you.
It didn't do none of that.
Didn't help you see it.
Didn't help you see it.
Yeah, like, if you was a good contact hitter, take steroids, and you get your 20 home run, that'd probably up your pay by $25 more million on your contract overall.
Yep.
That's what folks was doing.
Yep, and that was a risk, and that's the same. It's the same risk. It's the same reward, though.
But if you steal a sign, you don't even need steroids. If you know what's coming, it's pretty much easier game, way easier. And that's the catch. Like, it's worse than steroids.
It's a game that you're playing that's already hard. It's a hard game to play.
Fail what? 3 out of 10 and be good.
Yes. Hall of Fame. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Failing 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah. Hall of Fame. 7 out of 10 times. That's what I mean.
So, getting a hit 3 out of 10 times means you're great, you know?
You mean you're a good hitter. Good hitter.
So, but if you know what's coming, the probability
is going up.
It's going up, man. I don't care who you are.
Without steroids, the man can be the weakest link. If he know how to play baseball, if he just know how to play baseball, see the baseball and all that, if you know what pitch is coming, that makes you a lot better player.
A lot better player.
Than any piece of steroid you can take.
Right. Because with the steroids, you still got to have the same hand-eye coordination. You still got to know what's coming. You still got to be able to see it. You got to barrel it up. All that.
You got to do all that.
But if I'm sitting there going, man, just sit there red. Fastball coming.
And then you know these are major league pitchers. They going to be round the plate.
Yep.
You know what about coming.
So the room for error. Is there.
It's just like it's a batting practice fastball, but it's just coming at a normal. It's coming at a 95 mile per hour speed.
Right, but you already ahead of the pitcher because you know it's coming.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and even with a slide or a curve, you can take your time to see.
But here's the thing that I don't think a lot of people are talking about, and I have to give credit to Curt Schilling, even though he is just never mind. Just give credit to Curt Schilling. The man said, what y'all not focusing on? He says, as a pitcher, I can see the big problem. And they were like, what are you talking about? He says, what you're not focusing on is when they weren't banging the trash cans. And I had to rewind out and listen to what he said. He said, when they weren't banging the trash cans, he said, what's more important than when they were banging the trash cans? And they're like, what do you mean?
I'm lost now.
He says, for instance, he says, watch the games. He said, watch the World Series. Clayton Kershaw gave up a 2-run lead 3 times in the same game. So he says,
look at that.
He said, look at Kershaw. He says, if I throw 98 miles an hour, he said, which he does, I'm a lefty. I hide the ball well. He said, Kershaw's herky jerky. He said, that's what makes him good, his delivery, that high kick and all that stuff and whatnot. He says, if I throw 98 miles an hour, that's something a batter has to deal with, regardless.
Every pitch.
But he says, when you watch Kershaw pitch, he's got a wipeout slider. Mm-hmm. Wipeout, devastating.
Right.
And he said, guess what? He said, I've been watching him for years, and I may have seen him throw it for a strike 3 times.
Cause
he said, that pitch he throws ain't a strike.
Because he don't have
to. He don't have to throw it for a strike. Because you automatic, you chasing it because he throwing 98. He
had him already out. Like, you don't know what's coming.
So Curt Schilling says, when they don't bang the trash can, that means
the slider coming.
Slider coming. Don't swing. Period. He says, now how easy it is for you to go up there and hit knowing you only got to deal with that 98 mile an hour fastball and you know when it's coming.
Right. It's just.
He says, you got no chance of being fooled with that devastating. He said, the 98 mile an hour fastball is great. He said, but that slider is what makes him the Hall of Fame pitcher. Mm-hmm. But he said, he don't throw that for a strike. He said, sometimes he throws a slow curve and makes it in there for a strike. He said, but that slider is just a wipeout pitch.
To get you to commit early.
He said, if you ain't got to worry about that pitch, now Kershaw is just an average Joe Blow pitcher to you.
Right. But that's, I mean, it must have the blueprint all the way through the playoffs because he can't get nobody out of there. Man, but he didn't have a chance when he played the Astros.
Think about what Kershaw said. He said, when they weren't banging the trash can, he said that was the most devastating part. He said, because you know, okay, this is a pitch I don't have to swing at all. Just lay off this pitch because you can't touch the pitch. You can't hit that pitch.
Man, throwing 95 to 98 with a fastball and then you just spitting on the ball in the dirt.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Now look, you're not biting. You're not getting out front. You're not on your toes. I mean,
it's
stuff.
Like, come on. You teasing me. Just wait and wait and wait. You toying with the pitcher then.
He broke it down, man.
But you got to look at this too. That walk-off.
Yeah.
With Chapman. And did you see the look on Chapman's face?
He smiled. He couldn't believe it.
He like, ain't no way this just happened.
Because he threw 103 right before that.
And this man, this little midget came up here,
stayed in there, and whacked it on the slider. Whacked him on the slider.
Midget. Look. Ain't no way.
Now, he's a good hitter, but don't get
but he ain't that good of a hitter.
You, man. To not even be fooled, to be staying back.
Like, how though, man? Still, that would have been hard to hit, even knowing it's coming.
I've seen some people barrel up Chapman. Remember Chapman got hit in the head, he's in the red.
Now, Chapman get hit hard for somebody with 103 mile per hour fastball.
Because they'd be like, I'm getting his head out. I'm going to get the barrel out.
Yeah, they up on him early.
You don't see nobody sitting back smooth on that slider like that.
Mm-mm. They don't never. Like, they always take that slider.
Take that slider.
You always take it. Whether it's a good slider or a slider in the dirt.
Because you already fooled on it.
The speed of it done throw job.
Yep. The only thing about that slider is he going to throw over a strike or not? Because the batter going to lay off of it. Because the speed's throwing him off.
Yeah, unless he's just up there guessing and he like.
Yeah, he just throws so hard. That's crazy, man. The walk-off and then him telling him not to rip the shirt off and all that stuff and whatnot. Then the excuse about the tattoo and all that.
And then we runs, go change shirt, come back out.
Yeah.
In the middle of a walk off, you worried about somebody tearing your shirt off. You just walked off on Chapman.
To go to the World Series. That was American League Championship Series.
Right.
On Chapman against the Yankees. Going to the World Series.
And you round home plate.
Don't rip my jersey.
That's what your first word is.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's the gnat that's in the milk.
And they saying that they didn't even cheat in 2019. If you cheated in 2017, say you started cheating in 2018.
Man, listen.
Why you stop? If you didn't get caught, why would you stop?
Man, listen. You know they cheat. They've been cheating the whole time.
Come on, man.
Once they got that routine down pat,
they don't use
it. It was no stopping them.
Creature of habit.
Yeah, it's like.
And I can see how it goes. If you on that team. If you on that team and you got that system down, guess what? If you played on that team, you'd be right there in the middle of it.
Yeah, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
You would have been right there in the middle of it.
And then that dude that busted him out.
Fryer's what his name is? The pitcher.
Yeah, Fryer. But I don't see nothing wrong with
it. With him busting him out?
Yeah.
No, because he knows how it affects other players. And like the guy that
when he couldn't, man, he was having nightmares and that was killing his
company. He was killing him. But now he's not with them.
And it really.
And he knows, man, listen, something gotta be done over here because you can't compete against him.
Right.
I mean, it's just bad all the way around.
I know they probably didn't cheat against the who they played this year.
The Nationals?
They didn't cheat against them.
The video I just showed you from the Nationals.
You think that? So
that video
so
I just showed
you. So now Nationals had something on. They won.
And they said.
The Nationals won. I don't care how good you is. If they got their routine, you're not beating them.
In the Nationals, they said the Nationals
was on to them.
Was knew about the sign.
They were sending them on wild goose chase.
Yes.
That's what they were doing.
Sending smoke bombs out. Yeah. Smoke screens out.
Yeah, that had to be what was going on.
And they said that.
Yeah. Because now that I look at it, man, and you know, my dad a Dodger fan, so I be rooting for him just so he can get him a win or whatever. But there's no way the Dodgers was supposed to lose that 2017. They was clearly the better team. The year that
the Astros won.
The year the Astros won.
Yeah.
That was the Dodgers' year to win.
Yeah.
It just was. Like, and the only reason why they didn't win was because of that sign stealing. But
they didn't hit.
But remember that game that long extra inning game.
Well, you look at the situation again. Look at Kershaw, the extra inning game. Look at Kershaw get up those leads. It's like he's bad in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong.
But not that bad.
Not that bad.
He was basically snake bit. Like no matter what pitch he threw, it wasn't gonna work.
I mean, them boys hit so well.
Because they knew.
They knew.
And that's the reason why I was like, they is not that good.
And the thing about it is, it's about, you know, they getting hits and all that stuff that happens or whatnot, but.
Because we were.
The way they were locked in just.
But we was expecting them to win by 3 in a row.
Yeah.
The way they looked on the Dodgers.
Yep.
We was expecting them to win by 3 in a row.
The way they hit on them Dodgers.
But we didn't know that the reason why they played so good was because of that.
Yep, we didn't know that.
And that's how they couldn't win no more.
They became too reliant on that system, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they weren't as good as we thought they was. That's all it was. Because we thought they was way better than, like, the other teams. I did, at least for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Because I remember we talked about this debate, this whole thing. And I was like, man, I said, the Nationals, man, they got something. There's something about them, how they caught fire at the end of the season. It was going into the playoffs, and I was like, they just had a fire. And you was like, man, these Dodgers are going to run. And I mean, everybody said that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, not the Dodgers, but the Astros. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, they tough, man. I don't see nobody beat them for a while. I was like, and if they can just keep them signed together, they going to win for a long time.
So, man, now you think about that. Just
they only got one.
Jumps me off subject completely. Well, on the same subject, but think about the Washington Nationals. And they beat them boys with Verlander, with Garrett Cole. They went up against all them trees and saw them down.
Yeah. But Verlander wasn't.
I'm still saying, though. Still. They
Verlander
beat them
ain't the Verlander.
I get what you're saying, but they still
you went. Know, man, Verlander was shaky, though, dude. This is the first time we ever seen Verlander shaky.
He was spotty though. Remember, he had a good start, then he just
But he was inconsistent, and that's just not gonna work in the playoffs. You got to be that horse.
Yeah,
you gotta be a horse to win in championships, man. Like, remember how Bumgarner was a horse that year?
Horse.
Kevin Brown horse. Back when the Marlins were playing. Man, Curt Schilling was a horse.
Horse.
They were horses.
What was the other boy from just showed out for the Red Sox? Low, remember him?
Yeah,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, they be horses.
Horse, yeah,
and you get and like you might bring your starter, your good starter coming in off the bullpen in that last six or game seven.
Yeah, whatever.
And win to close the game out.
Man, it's a blackout for baseball, obviously, but I think it's going to help baseball with the ratings and stuff because it's going to get more people interested in baseball and watching baseball, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And the Astros is going to be a show. I hate it for Dustin Baker, honestly.
Man, but Dustin Baker ain't worried about that.
Just get paid?
Because he buy the book. You know that.
Yeah, you can do that cheating and all that. Nah, like, that is over with.
That's over with.
Mr. Cleveland. Oh,
you better go out there and steal the signs and the way we steal them.
The old school way.
The old school way with your eyes.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to steal a sign with Dustin Baker.
Yeah, Dustin by the book. Yeah.
Yeah, he by the book. You know that.
He cleaning it up.
And don't make him take that toothpick out of his mouth. you met around and make him take that toothpick out of his mouth, you're in trouble.
You're in bad shape, baby.
Yeah.
Man, if you were the commissioner, though, man, Rob Manfred, let's talk a little bit about his decision. Rob Manfred. What was it? Is there anything else he could have done?
I mean, you know, they putting that full court press on him by taking the titles away from him. The title away from him. But really, truly, that's never been done before.
No, he said it's just a piece of metal anyway.
Nah, it's more than a piece
of metal. The man said, the commissioner of baseball said, it's just a piece of metal.
Dang. They ain't got him out of there yet? That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's just a piece of metal? The whole entire reason to play the whole sport in this league is for
championship.
That piece of metal. He said just a piece of metal.
Everybody out there rich, they can't go buy that championship.
Can't.
If they could go buy that championship,
people would.
It wouldn't even be people playing.
Come on, man.
So how could you say that it's a piece of metal?
Come on, he said it's just a piece of metal. Then he came back yesterday and said, well, I just misspoke. I was trying to make a point. Yada, yada, yada. No, you called the trophy, the commissioner's trophy, with your name on it, a piece of metal.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, he says it's just, well, I take it back, it's just a piece of metal.
Huh?
It's just a piece of metal? What is he, like, that's the commissioner like of baseball said that.
That's like a, what word can I use to describe him?
Dumb?
Beside dumb.
Stupid. Like,
that's glaring.
Ignorant.
Yeah, that's some crazy.
Like.
That made me feel like he's not the man for that job.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's why everybody's attacking him right now.
That comment right there makes me feel like he's not the guy for that job.
Joe Girardi argues potential financial gain outweighs the risk for punishment. So now, if you're in the league, shouldn't you be getting with some of these MIT graduates and some of these technological experts and trying to figure out a way for you to cheat? Because if you get caught, you don't get in trouble.
There you go.
You don't get fined. They don't take your championship back. MVP don't come back. You don't get in trouble.
Right.
So isn't it in your best interest to take $10,000, $20,000 of your own money and give it to one of these little techie guys
and say,
help me hit a little bit better?
Yeah.
Help me know what's coming?
Yeah.
If you were making $25 million, wouldn't you pay somebody $20,000 to say, hey, tell me what's coming?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not? If you're not going to get in trouble?
That's beautiful.
But tell me this right here, though. Who else was cheating?
What you mean? Like,
there's no way
that one team just doing it.
There's no way in my mind. This is me. This is Dez talking. This ain't nobody else saying. This is no way in my mind. The team that wants to win in baseball more than anybody else
ain't trying to cheat.
The New York Yankees, with all the money in the world. If the Astros,
And they ain't won in a while.
Too. Ain't won in a minute since A-Rod. So, if the Astros are cheating and get a championship out of it, you mean tell me the Steinbrenners, the Yankees fan base, the Yankees organization ain't doing what they, something?
What they should have been doing at their sell-off. Man, you get all them sluggers they got. All them sluggers they had last year.
And I'm not calling the Yankees dirty. I'm saying they're greedy when it comes down to wanting to win. They want all the best players. They want to throw all the money. They're going to go get Gary Cole. Just lost to him. Go get him. Yada, yada, yada. Do all that kind of stuff.
That's the Yankees. The evil empire.
So, if they would have caught wind of, you know, this is how they're doing and cheating, man, the evil empire is going to figure a way to go do it better.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So the Astros are the only people in baseball cheating?
I know the Yankees.
Ain't no players on the Astros. No players on the Astros, with all, especially the Latin players. Ain't no players on the Astros talking to other players on other teams about what they got going on.
Nah. I don't think so.
I don't think they just openly discussing it, but...
Nah, they kept that on the hush down. You see that.
But with people going in and out the building, in and out, coming in and out, you know.
Yeah, but then you know they particular on who they sign and who they keep.
That's the thing. You gotta have the right person that fits in there.
And they slip when they let that dude go. They supposed to give him his money, fears.
Yeah.
They slip. They know they did.
They're supposed to shut him up financially, wasn't
it? Yeah, they supposed to set him up.
Man. Yeah. So, Carrera comes on there. How do you feel about
that?
Well, no, let's finish with Manfred. So, if you're a commissioner, that was your decision to make. You find out about it. You run your investigation, all that stuff. What would your punishment have been if you were the commissioner? If you're commissioner right now today, let's just take it from what he
said. I would have took the championship.
Took it. Just vacated.
Yeah, I'd have vacated.
Me, personally, I would just say...
All the other stuff is... You know what I'm saying? It's up to the commission. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the games, the coaches, all that, it's on his discretion.
To what to do?
Yeah. You know, it's on him. Whatever he wanted to do, that's what he do. But the title got to come back.
Got to go.
Yeah. That's the main thing. That's the main thing he should have focused on.
Because he didn't do nothing else?
Right.
He didn't do nothing.
He should focus on all the other stuff. He shouldn't even been worried
about it.
Gave the players immunity.
The GM and the head coach lost their jobs, lost their paychecks, lost everything.
And took the title back. Vacated.
What I would have done was, I would have just, even with the asterisk is what goes down.
But it ain't no asterisk if they still got their rings.
But if you take the title right now, do you go get the rings from them?
Yeah, you got to give them up. Get that piece of metal up.
Just a piece of metal, huh?
Yeah.
When the commissioner sees it.
Man, they know better than that, man.
So you say vacate the titles and go get the rings back.
Yeah, every ring that was out there got to come back.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see where you're going. I was thinking, like they say, vacate the title, that, you know, these guys will still have that ring because it did happen. Those games happened. They played, yada, yada, yada. The asterisk says, hey, you know what? This is what happened, but it's vacated. But just, we're going to always remember who won the World Series that year because of this scandal. But say it ain't official. Just kind of like Reggie Bush won the Heisman, but he ain't a Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, okay.
They took it back.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Why they do Reggie Bush? I can't even remember that.
It was payments to his family. Yeah. Just NCAA stuff had nothing to do with football. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with NCAA. Has nothing to do with on the field. Reggie Bush is not cheap playing football. He was awesome. He was one of the best college players I've ever seen. He was awesome. He worked hard. He put on a show. And they made a ton of money because guess what? I ain't watched USC since Reggie Bush and Matt Lyon never left out there. Mm-hmm. Do you watch USC football?
Nah, we were watching them then, though.
They track. I watched Sam Darnold a little bit, throw some interceptions and stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't really watch
it. We didn't really watch, but back then, you knew when Reggie Bush didn't play. Mm-hmm. So the networks made money off Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush didn't do nothing to cheat the game, but they took away his Heisman. So every year, you see these guys in the Heisman house. You guys, the new guys come in to get the vote for a Heisman. They go to the Heisman ceremonies, all that stuff. Reggie Bush can't go. Because of the NCAA.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But now here it is in Major League Baseball. These guys actually affected the game. Which the owner of the Astros said didn't affect the game. Crane.
Yeah, man.
That's just a dumb billionaire, that ain't it?
Yeah.
But they absolutely affected the game. And now Major League Baseball is saying, oh, well. Gave him immunity. Can't do nothing. He can't go back and punish him now.
I know.
Can't do it.
But you can't. The players is not supposed to be punished.
The team has got to be punished.
And coaches.
And so the team can be punished by taking the championship.
There you go.
And giving them a fine bigger than $5 million for a billionaire.
Yeah. But now you take the championship, that's the biggest fine they have.
Yeah, because he spent $1 billion to tank and had some 100 lost seasons. Remember, they was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Sacrificed Bo Porter. Had Bo Porter come in there, take all them young players, put them in a minor league team out there. Then got rid of him. Brought somebody else in when they got the team built back up. Had them top picks. Did all that stuff. This man came in, bought that team, spent all that money, got a new stadium, finally win a championship, and they cheated.
Cheated to win out.
Cheated to win. And I know the owner probably didn't know nothing about it.
Nah, he didn't.
Probably didn't know nothing about it. Nah. So he feeling bamboozled all the way around.
Yeah, he didn't know. I guarantee you he didn't know.
Man. That's crazy, 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 crazy. So you got to – but here's the thing. I would even go as far as saying – the 2020 Houston Astros, not eligible for postseason play.
Nah, I ain't going to go that far.
Why not?
Make them earn it. Nah, they.
They got a good team.
But, yeah, if you take them rings, you know, that's enough punishment right there.
Case closed.
It won't happen no more.
Take the rings and make sure everybody. Oh my gosh.
That won't happen no more.
And then you gotta go.
They'll be scared to steal them with their eyes.
Go get them rings up.
Get them rings up.
Baby. Come here, get you.
Yeah, they'd be scared to even steal them with their eyes. They'd be scared to relate to the man in the batter box on second base. You know how you can do that.
Change up coming.
Yeah. They'll be scared to do that. Man. And that's how they were supposed to get them.
They won't pat no knees, nothing. They won't do nothing to make it appear they still signs.
Right.
Wow.
And that's what I did. I done made sure I took the championship. That's it. I wouldn't have did nothing else. Forget the fine and all that.
Just take the championship.
Take the championship.
That's it. That's a be all end all right there.
Be all end all.
Yeah. I ain't think about it that way, B.
Yeah. That's it. That's what they play for. And then you take that away from them. You ain't got to worry about sign stealing ever again. But guess what? Now that they didn't have to pay no price.
Everybody, why not cheat?
Man, I'm going to get me a ring going. I'm going to get me an underground sign stealing system going.
Going. I'm going to throw $20,000 at one of these little MIT guys.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. But guess what? You take them rings.
Case closed.
Let them know this is unacceptable. You ain't got to worry about it no more. And they know if they get caught, it's over.
So Monday he's going to come out with a thing telling, outlining the punishment and discipline for guys that want to beam these Astro players.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's doing a special.
Yeah, because folks want to do it.
But you're going to punish these folks.
But not the people that actually sit and still and sign one championship off of. Come on, man. That's crazy.
That's what's happening, man.
Yeah, I ain't even know nothing about that.
He's going to put a retaliation rule in. So, you technically, people talk about these boys going to get beamed and all stuff. I don't think so.
Nah.
Because you can't. You can't have your ace go out here and get set down for 10 games and miss two starts. Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to make a point to the Astros.
Right. Because it only got nothing to do with you.
It's all that. It's can't all with that.
You just
missed the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, if we up or we down late in the game, I got my guy that throws, you know, once every week and a half, yeah, he going to my ribs then.
Yeah.
But you even have these aces.
It just don't make sense to even, you know, do that.
But why even do it now if the guy is going to tell you he going to really fine you and really suspend you?
Right.
Not like it used to be in the past. Substantial times.
Yeah.
Substantial fines, substantial times. So, You can't afford to do it. You can't risk it.
Yeah, you can't risk
it. No. Now, somebody's going to do it just to prove a point. Somebody's going to get hot-headed. But, no. But how, as a commissioner, do you put something in place that you're going to punish players for trying to punish the players that you should have punished?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't discipline them, so everybody else is going to discipline them.
And it's only hurting you.
Man, that's crazy, man. That is crazy, crazy, crazy. I thought this thing was buried, man. And now looking at it, and if you got caught doing something, BA, and they told you, you're not going to get in trouble. So imagine, just like a kid with your parent. Don't be in them snack cakes. I used to get in trouble for stuff like that.
Yeah. You know?
Don't do this, don't do that. And I always do it. And I always get questioned about it. And I always try to lie.
Mm-hmm.
What do your parents always tell you when you get caught doing something?
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Don't tell me, and you won't be in trouble. Then you tell
them. And then they whoop
you. And then you get whooped.
Yeah.
And you're in trouble. So you learn to do what?
Just go and tell the truth. Or either lie.
Lie.
Either lie or go and tell the truth.
Lie.
That's the one.
You lie. That's the one.
Yeah.
So the Astros didn't tell this man everything that was going on. I guarantee you that, B.A.
They did.
That they told him everything?
He heard him. Yeah, he told him. That's the only way they were getting the story. I mean, they left out some more stuff.
They left out some stuff.
Yeah, they left out.
So Correa coming on there, back to him, to say that Altuve is the most, just the most solid person out there. He didn't cheat. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. And yada, yada, yada. Did Altuve know about the cheating system?
Yeah, of course.
Did he play on the game with players that knowingly cheated?
Yeah.
Did someone bang the trash can when he was hitting and they say he got mad when they banged the trash can? Did he know what that trash can banging meant?
He had to know.
So if he knew, even if he say he didn't want that and didn't use it, mentally he knew it, right? Mm-hmm. So when they banged, they let him know what? What was coming.
Yeah.
Whether he wanted to use it or not.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah.
So how does that make, where's his integrity in that? You're a part of it.
You're a part of it.
I don't mean you're a bad person.
Nah, that means you just a cheater.
You cheated.
And you doing what you're trying to do to win. Like, I get that part of it. You want the advantage. Because it's all boiled down to money. But when you get caught, is you got punishments for that.
And the commissioner says no.
And he didn't do nothing, so.
He says no. And people get, I mean, that's the thing. You didn't really punish the team, but the coach.
Took the.
And the GM.
Yeah, like, they didn't really. The GM possibly couldn't even know. It's a chance a GM might not even know about that. You get what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? Now I think about this. Let me back up. The owner probably approached it like, I didn't know this was happening. And you guys did. You allowed this to happen.
Nah, the owner didn't know.
But the coach and the GM knew.
It's possible the GM don't know. But the coach definitely knew.
But the owner pays the GM to know what's going on.
Right.
With the team. Right. And so the GM didn't know that's possible cause for him to fire him. And then the coach knows what's going on with the players because he's paid to know what's going on with the players.
Owner don't have to know because he's the end-all
be-all. Yeah, he's the money man. So, of course, if I got a billion-dollar organization and this is going on, I'm going to the two people that's supposed to be running the organization, right?
Yeah, they got to go.
So, I don't think it's a baseball man. The owner's just saying, hey, you know what? Y'all out of here. Y'all just screwed up my franchise.
Right, we're gone.
Y'all let this go on.
And he might didn't know.
But from the commissioner's standpoint, the league standpoint, you got a GM and a coach that just lost their job. Probably won't get another job.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Right.
Lost their jobs. And they'll land on their feet somewhere, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, you didn't punish the players at all. So how did the coaches, how did the coach and GM feel at home?
They feel pretty bad.
Yeah, but do you hold them to a standpoint of like, they're like maybe like a supervisor or a manager at a work job or somewhere, at a job or somewhere? Yeah. Hold them to a higher standard because of their positioning?
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it.
Man, I just don't understand how people got contracts, people lost contracts, all based on that cheating.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that had that inning where they gave up, he gave up like 6 or 7 runs, gave up 3 home runs in a row, or whatever it was, I might be saying that wrong, but he got shelled. Never made it back to the big leagues. Left minute, made part, never made it back to the big leagues. Never got called back up. That's how bad they beat him down.
Yeah.
In 2 albums. So he's suing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to win.
Yeah, he's going to win.
Because it's pretty obvious they knew what he was throwing. And that cost him money if he ain't in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to win. He's going to win, man. I'm ready for baseball. I'm ready to see how this is going to shape up. And if he didn't find the Astros players, he's not going to find any. Boston's going to be so light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nothing's going to happen with Boston.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing. It's so bad right now, I don't think nothing's gonna happen with Boston. Nothing's going to happen with Boston. Yeah. But what if it comes out that Boston cheated too?
Yeah, but they did cheat.
But what if it comes out on the same scale?
They ain't nothing going to be done. Same thing. They done already fired the coach.
So you seen the Cody Bellinger situation, how he been going off and ripping lightning the career?
Yeah.
So talking about Altuve and all that stuff and whatnot. What happens if Boston gets caught, or they're caught? What happens if Boston has cheated the same way the Astros did, or similar, or whatnot, or worse? And now Mookie Betts is your teammate. And David Price.
Yeah.
What you gonna say now?
Nothing.
You boisterous about it. You going off. All the Dodgers snapping, right?
Yeah, but they ain't nothing they can say.
But they in that clubhouse now, and that kind of lets me know that it may not be no fallout from the Boston situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
It can't be.
Houston went to the third power with it, though. Yeah. They went hard.
They went above and beyond. They didn't get the value pack. They got some handmade, some handcrafted stuff, some original.
Yeah, like you say, some MIT mug.
Yeah, it's crazy, 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 man. Football, man. Free agency, man. Quarterbacks, man. Everywhere. Y'all gonna get one?
Nope, we don't need them. We got one coming back.
Big Ben.
There you go.
You can change your tune. You say you need to draft one. You gotta start getting.
No, we got a draft one. We still got a draft one now. I ain't talking about that. That's just what it is.
I ain't never in my life seen a quarterback class like it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. This is crazy, man.
We need a pure passer, man. That's all we need. I don't care nothing about the rest.
I'm so happy to see Drew Brees coming back. Mm-hmm. Ain't you?
Yeah.
Because I want to see him fall off one more time.
Yeah.
Saints fans not even happy. You know that?
They kind of want to move away from
him. Yeah. They're not even happy, man. So this whole Tom Brady thing, Phillip Rivers thing, really holding the free agency by hostage, man. The situation with Tom Brady, don't you think he's legendary enough to where New England need to handle that situation up front first and foremost, even before the draft? Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
But they're not going to do it, are they?
Nope.
A lot of people say that he's done.
Yeah.
Man. Will Tom Brady make it to March 1st?
They say the Patriots want to let him know. Hey, let me know so we'll know what we're getting into for free agents. He got to let them know before. He got to let the Patriots know what he going to do before free agents.
So, I mean, what's the deal? Like, are they?
I don't know if they got a contract out there offered to him or what.
Yeah, that's how would he let them know if they ain't offered no contract?
I mean, maybe they done offered him one. But his camp say, we want to see what they're going to do in free agency before I sign.
He wants to see what the pieces going to be.
Yeah, see who they're going to get and all that. Because he said he don't want to be no lame duck quarterback out there by himself, 41 years old, trying to carry a team.
But if he says that, doesn't that mean that he's not going to be in New England? Period, point blank?
I mean, it's leaning toward him not being there.
He basically called his team trash.
And they say the Las Vegas Raiders are preparing to offer him 2 years,
$60 million.
So.
Fully guaranteed.
So it is what it is, man. You know how, hey, Vegas. You know, Gruden ain't going. He strike when the iron's hot. You know how he do, how he went got AB.
So Mike Mayock too now.
Yeah.
Mayock a bad boy too.
They strike when the iron's hot.
It's going to be tough seeing Tom Brady play somewhere else, though.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be tough. Wouldn't mind if he was in old Nash Vegas, though. Come down there and tighten up for 2 years. Get a ring. Get us a piece of metal. Yeah. I can't imagine how many piece of metal t-shirts you're going to see this year.
Yeah, you're going to see.
You're going to see some piece of metal t-shirts, man. Did you see yesterday, Astros went to hit BP? Mm-hmm. Started walking on the field. Some fans started banging the trash in.
Oh, nice.
They're going to get that everywhere they go, man. They're going to get that everywhere they go. Cam Newton. It ain't really like no. I don't know.
Ain't no market for him.
I don't know.
Cam Newton stink. He can't run no more. And he ain't got no accuracy. That stinks.
Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to pass a physical?
All of the above.
Come on, man. Adrian Peterson is still gone.
Yeah, they picked his option up for like $3 million, 2 point something million.
That's gotta be, I ain't gonna lie, man. That's gotta be, AP's gotta be on Mount Rushmore running backs.
He should be not leading. He should be leading in all categories, huh?
He gotta be up there, man. 34 years old, still playing?
At running back?
He gotta
back.
Be up there, man. Like, what a career.
I wouldn't want to get in no bar fight with him. You 34 years old, still playing in the NFL at running back?
At a high level.
At a running back position.
That's crazy, man. That dude is unbreakable, ain't he?
That's what I'm saying. You can't do nothing with
it. Now it makes sense. Remember he had the knee injury and came back in half a year or something like
that? Yeah. You got to have a silver bullet to kill him off.
He'll werewolf.
Yeah.
He a real life werewolf. Man. Golly, AP just got his option picked up at 34 years old?
At 34.
Man, that man has run the ball, seemed like our whole adult life.
I know.
Man. I can't believe I just read that.
Yeah.
That man is making $2.2 million at 34 years old.
Right. Taking that wear and tear on that hit.
Golly.
And if I were him, I wouldn't show up to week one.
No need for me to go to training camp. There's no need.
There ain't no way I'm going to that.
Ain't no way, man. The wear and tear on his body? Come on, man. But he probably just one of them dudes that just
love it.
Love it. Always out there.
Like, he'll do it for free, though. I know he one of them.
Got to be that guy, man. Gotta be. Wow. You think Phillip Rivers land somewhere?
Land somewhere to somebody's team as a backup.
Insurance policy?
Yeah, he'll be back up.
New Orleans should sign.
Oh, Breeze? No.
No, as a backup.
Nah.
Just have two old geezers down there.
Nah, man. They ain't gonna sign him.
But you know something I was thinking about New Orleans today, though? You know, they call me the big Saints hater.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't call you a Saints hater, though.
I ain't no Saints hater.
What you mean?
I don't hate on them. I'm a Cowboy hater. And man. I take full ownership of it. But I'm a Cowboy hater.
They call me a Saints hater. Man, Tom Benson was one of the worst owners in the history of professional sports.
Yeah, but still, I don't hate on the Saints as much as I hate on them Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys. I hate them with a passion. I almost hate them more than New England.
That's some hate, though.
And you know I don't like New England.
That's some hate, though. Tom Benson was the worst owner. All them years, he just... didn't do nothing. Then he threatened to move the team to Biloxi one year.
Yeah, I remember
that. All that stuff. Then he got old and senile, and then they won a championship, and now he's considered one of the best. He made a big donation to Canton, to the Hall of Fame. Now the building's named after him. Mm. Man, money can change things, can't
it? Money makes stuff happen.
Money can change things.
Money makes stuff happen. You hear me?
I'm talking about some get somewhere. That money makes some feet move on.
Yes, sir.
Joe Burrow. He's working out with Carson Palmer's son, Jordan Palmer, son, brother. Jordan Palmer and Carson Palmer said, you should play for the Bengals. Don't play for the owner. Mr. Brown, he ain't a winner.
Well.
All these big-time people connected to the organization is telling him, man, you need to tell them don't draft you.
So they going to think about trading the pick.
What does Joe Burrow do, though? What would you do if you Joe Burrow? What should he do?
I think the Bengals could be a good team. I mean,
I think you take it on the chin and go in there and say, I'm going to try to go in here and turn them around. Try to.
Yeah, I think they ain't bad.
Get these 35 million guaranteed.
Listen.
And if it don't work out, I'll buy me an F-250 and a ranch and go get me some cattle.
But that's what we saying. But when you come from some money, that ain't what they saying.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? Everybody's situation ain't the same.
You're right. He ain't coming out the trap. He ain't coming out the hood. He ain't.
Yeah, he coming.
He ain't off Wire Road. He ain't from the dishes. He ain't from Gum Branch. He ain't.
Yeah, he know. He know. You know what I'm saying? Smart. Like, if people in this corner would. If they were smart, they'd tell him to go turn the Cincinnati Bengals around. They don't need much turning around. They a good, solid team. I mean, they competitive for the last few years. They've been sorry, though, but they ain't like they was getting 1-2 wins every year. Like,
yeah, they're just underachieving, though, B.A.
But that's...
Last playoff win was 1990, Boomer Sanders.
But they have been in the playoffs every year, though. They're not like they not in the playoffs. They usually making the playoffs, though, even though they weren't winning in the playoffs.
They ain't been in the playoffs in the last couple of years. But
no, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But Dalton's got them there.
But when they had Marvin Lewis, they was going. They just couldn't win any of the playoffs. Win,
yeah. And some of those years, they had good teams.
Real good teams.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
Snake bit in the playoffs. But the Joe Burrow situation being number one, yada, yada, yada. But I think this situation and some of the scrutiny and doubt, either Joe Burrow goes in there and solidifies and tells them, hey, I'm your guy. I want to be here, yada, yada, yada. Or I think they're going to either trade the pick or just jump up and go do something crazy and draft one of these guys under him. Mm-hmm. But if I'm the Bengals, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
You got doubts? You got doubts? I ain't going to make you number one pick if you got doubts.
But listen, that's what I'm saying. Like, he need to go to the Bengals to get his money, do everything what he about to do.
Bengals could go sign Teddy Bridgewater. Or one of these other free agent quarterbacks, and then trade the pick, get better on a lot of the different spots. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That to me is the best thing to do. I don't think the number one pick is
for no team to get the quarterback. You don't think?
Nah, if it's the right quarterback, a John Elway, a Peyton Manning.
But I'm saying you're not high on Joe Burrow. Basically, what you're saying.
There you go.
That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Now,
Tua was healthy, and he was
that quarterback from Clemson.
If Sunshine was healthy, if Sunshine was the guy, right now, this was next year's draft, and I got number one, and Sunshine's coming out, Trevor Lawrence,
that's when you'll say, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yes, sir. But do you believe that Joe Burrow is the guy like that?
I think he good.
And he made, I hope he does.
I'm going to tell you why I see him as a Chad Pennington. But, you know,
with very a good arm. A very formidable quarterback. Man.
But he got a decent arm, so he can make all the throws and can move in the pocket, though. So I really ain't got much to go. I can't compare him to John Elway, somebody like John Elway, which his attributes would compare you to John Elway. He got a strong arm. He can move in the pocket. But he ain't fast, so I can't compare him to Vic or nobody. So maybe a Donovan McNabb type that can move a little bit.
He ain't got the arm Donovan McNabb has.
But he got a decent arm, though. He ain't got no terrible arm.
It's five-headed rocket. That's underrated.
I say he got an A throw power. What you say? A+, A-, A. B+. What you thinking? What kind of
thing? I give him a B.
You think he got a B?
Yeah.
I think he got an A. Like, from what I've seen, he can make all the throws.
Yeah, but here's the thing with me.
But he ain't.
Quarterbacking with me, I look at it a little bit different as far as the arm thing. Like, when you talk about arm power, you talk about throw power.
Right.
So, when you think
about making all the throws is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I look at touch. You know, like, just accuracy and touch is the biggest thing for me. Because the power is Cam Newton got a rocket.
He can't guide it.
Can't guide it. Michael Vick had a rocket.
He can't finesse the ball, though.
Yeah, man. Come on. There's some quarterbacks that had some big, I'm talking about some big arms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about drop back and just peel it away type arms. You know what I'm saying? But that touch, it's just Joe Burrow's got a really good touch.
Yeah.
Really good timing.
But he got the throw power to go with it, too. I see him make them throws, man.
And you can't knock anything about Joe Burrow. I can't knock anything about
him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I don't know who really to compare him to.
Yeah.
Because he ain't fast enough to be.
It's just the way he looks. He doesn't. That's the thing. He's not comparable to anybody. He's his own self. And it's kind of like we're so used to seeing what we like out of this player.
Maybe a Brett Favre. Like, Brett Favre knew how to move and stuff. But he wasn't a runner. But he knew how to move and get his throw off. That's basically what Joe Burrow be doing. Tony Romo? Something like that?
There you go.
Like a Romo, ain't it?
There you go.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. That's why I
except,
see him.
Except Joe Burrow's a better athlete.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Running Romo ball. Romo
was a hell of an athlete. Remember? At first?
You think about moving around?
Romo was a hell of an athlete, first off.
No, I'm not. Romo finna play in the PGA Tour. Romo, I ain't saying he's not a good athlete. I'm talking about, I say that wrong, more agile than Romo.
Nah, I ain't gonna say he's
You don't think so?
I think he's just equally as agile.
Slick, because Romo was slick back then.
Yeah.
So that's a good comparison, man.
Yeah, I say Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. Yeah. And if you're Tony Romo,
he had a good career.
That's pretty daggum good.
Yeah, he had a good career.
Pretty daggum good.
If you can get Tony Romo's career out of Joe Burrow, you did something.
You won.
Because you might get him with a coach and they can win a championship. He just couldn't win down in Dallas.
Drew Brees sent your boy a ball. He played with him. He sent everybody a ball that had a reception on him breaking the NFL record. Mm-hmm. That dude right there played with Drew Brees. And he had one reception.
Oh, yeah?
Along the way. He had one reception for 2 yards.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know.
And Drew Brees sent him a ball. One catch, 2 yards. He sent a ball to everybody that had a reception in his whole career. That's him right there.
Right.
That's the only catch with Drew Brees. He's like, he was so shocked that he got the ball. He said, man, I had one catch.
Dang.
One catch the whole time he played.
That's all right, man.
That's class, man. Can't knock Drew Brees.
Class personified.
Man, can't knock. One catch, man, for 2 yards.
Yeah.
But he was a part of it. Mm-hmm. And Drew Brees honored him. Honored every player he played with.
That's a team player.
That's a team player, that boss. That's a team player. I don't know a minute that's done that right there. That is a team player. But yeah, Joe Burrow, Tony Romo, good comparison. Good touch, good timing. Moves around good in the pocket, yada, yada, yada. I hope he has a heck of a career. I hope he's one of them guys.
He's a guy I like. I like him.
I hope he does. Something about him just don't,
After seeing him... And you know I called it out how in the championship game how it was going to be hard to stop him. Mm-hmm. And they actually dominated them all.
They did.
And I knew Clemson was going to be tough, but the way he played in the championship game, like, I've never seen a quarterback that the game slowed down. The game slowed down him.
And you know what? Still to this day right now.
You ain't believing it. You can't believe how he played that game.
How that game played out? Because I still like Clemson. Today I like Clemson.
Right.
Even though I just saw LSU run through them.
Yeah.
I do. But I just think that LSU's momentum, their style of play, their swagger, just everything just.
Joe Burrow just hot, though.
Joe Burrow hot, man. Just hot, man. I'm talking, he just couldn't miss. Do you remember that game against Oklahoma? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first drive when he did that long breakaway? They had him sacked and he did the Eli Manning thing and threw the ball deep down? Man, crazy. Joe Burrow. That's the best college season I've seen since Charlie Ward, man.
Nah, I'm telling you, that was a monster.
Golly, you don't remember that Charlie Ward season. You
remember
that?
I remember that.
Monster, man.
Charlie Ward showed out.
Monster.
And then didn't even want to
play. They wouldn't play basketball.
But didn't draft him, though.
Didn't even draft him. Yep. That's what happened. Joe Burrow with the Cincinnati situation, I don't think he has a leverage. He, like you said, about guys have done it before. Eli Manning had the Manning name behind him. So when he said, told San Diego he wasn't coming, it was like, even if they did mess up, he had enough money to do whatever he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sit out a year, whatnot. Some people telling Joe Burrow to sit out. Because since that, I'm like, don't do that, man. Just go play ball. Mm-hmm. You already graduate transfer. You already older than what you're supposed to be for the draft class. So don't do that. Just go play ball.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't John Elway. John Elway can play right field for the Yankees. Steinbrenner wanted to sign him. So he told him, boy, hey, don't draft me. I ain't playing for you. That's how he ended up getting over to the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Was the Colts going to draft him?
Yeah.
So.
Eli Manning did it.
Eli did it. Yeah. So, yeah, you can't do that. And just think, man, Ryan Leaf almost went over Peyton Manning.
I know, man. That's crazy.
Right, they got holes.
That's yeah, but that's crazy how the combine is so overrated.
It is. That lets and you check know. This out. If I'm a star player, if I'm a Tua, if I'm a Joe Burrow, I ain't going to no combine. Mm-mm. Why?
It can only hurt you.
Only hurt you, man. Joe Burrow can working out is only going to hurt Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing else he can do better than what he already did.
Man, and I'm showing that in my championship. You want to see me? Go look at my championship game.
Look at the film.
That's it.
Joe Burrow, no, he does not need to work out.
Yep.
I always talk about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant had the worst workout in the history of mankind.
In a combine?
Yes.
Okay.
The man couldn't lift the bar.
Dang.
The man could, I mean, that was, he's a ball player.
Yeah. He just one of them that can play.
He's a ball player. You can teach him to get better with the strength, and you can teach him how to work out and all this stuff. You drafting a ball player, not a workout person.
Yeah.
But some of these guys go, they run, oh, he ran 4.3. Let's draft.
But that's the way they try to do your boy, too.
Who?
DK Metcalf. Because he had such a good combine.
Yeah.
And try to stereotype him as not a good receiver.
He's just a workout guy.
He's just a workout guy.
So it worked negatively against
but
him.
But I don't know if you remember this dude here. Remember Dontari Poe? Remember he ran that 4.9?
4.9.
3 plus, like 300, whatever he weighed.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.9, killed the combine. And got that. That's why he got drafted. Like, he was a fourth round.
Jumping to the first round.
Yeah. But he ain't really played up to that standard.
We drafted one in Tennessee. I want to say from Arizona. Running back named Chris.
His teams take shots on him every year.
Henry or something. He ran up, had a great workout.
Yeah,
team. He didn't even play in college.
But teams take a shot on that workout warrior.
Yeah.
They take a shot on him. That ain't it's worth hit it. Or miss, though.
That ain't worth it, man. Mm-hmm. So I've always been from the mindset of a guy that, you know, just gets it done, man. If you can play, mm-hmm. you can play. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
You might not go in there and get 225. 20 times like everybody else, but if you can play, you can play. Dumpster Juice Radio, we out.